Hello, this is Simon Johns presenting my outcrop collection. An outcrop is a visible exposure of bedrock on the surface of the earth. It's where the crust of the earth has broken through and a rock formation juts out and often looks like small cliffs or broken boulders. My studio is at the top of the Appalachian Mountain Range in southern Quebec in Canada, in a small community surrounded by thousands of acres of wilderness. The hiking trails in the area are often lined with several outcrops, and I find them quite beautiful. I'm presenting four pieces that take cues in different ways from these stone formations. The Dolomite table is a bleached ash and cast aluminum coffee table, and the most literal reference to these outcrops. It has these lumpy parts that portray the imperfect structures of the formations that I'm really drawn to. Like many stone formations, the parts of this dolomite table have similar but variable angles and variable thicknesses, and they seem congregated in a semi-organized way. The cast aluminum insertions are like veins of quartz stuck in a slate formation. The ledge dry bar is made of solid ash with wood and glass shelving and a matte black leather back interior. It's the result of many studio experiments with solid ash and different ways of scoring it to make it fragile and ways of breaking it to erode its surface. It is a direct reference to the crumbling facade of the cliffs around the studio. The hex diamond table is a 3 to 6 person roundish hexagonal table made of white oak and aluminum. It is the new version of the diamond table, and it plays tribute to what I call the semi-geometries of rocks. It's not quite a hexagon, but it feels like an accidental hexagon. It's held up by an equally asymmetrical base, made up of what feels like random, disorganized assembly of soft rectangular columns. The last piece of the collection, the fracture mirror, plays with the same accidental geometry of the table. Its surface is crossed vertically by these large pieces of gypsum cement smashed on the front edge to emulate the textures of broken minerals. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the collection, and I'm glad I could share this part of the outdoors with you.